This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Respective analyses will define very clearly the way they operate. The one is the Pnei Yoshua and the other is the Ktzos HaChoshen. And what we're going to use to see this is firstly the Gemara in Gittin, which I take it you've all got copies of to start with. We don't need to publish that, the Gemara in Gittin, is that right? Sorry? No, that's the Rif. The Gittin, I just assumed that there's no way you could have got this far on the sugi without a feather set of the Gittin. Thanks. And now it's this. So this, to try and see. If you have to cut out, I would rather that you cut out here, obviously, because the lines are shorter here than there. Thanks. Do you mind if I start me more? Can you hear that? And because the Gemara in Gittin is actually central to our whole discussion. We started off with a Rashi that said that the machlokes between the two brises, according to Ravina, according to the fourth Ukimta, which says the machlokes bid'ule kam biflegi, our Rashi said bid'ule kam biflegi means do they hold of the takona of ule or do they leave it on the doraisa, which is that the balchov is goyve beziburis. That's how the Rashi learns it. The Ramas learns it differently, the Rama and the Ravid. So bidule kamitligi means, do we hold like ula, not that we apt it to beinonis. That is a mishnah in anizokin. All that ulo contributed was the fact of what was it before the rabbanan moved it to beinonis. Ula says it was ziburis, and the Rama and the Ravid say that Rabbi Shimon says it was idis. Where do they see that in Gittin daf mem tes amud beis? Let's have a look and see. Where it starts off about eight lines from the top, Rabbi Tanya, Omar Rabbi Shimon, Bipnei Ma Omru Hanizokin Shomin Lohim Beidis. Why do they say that Nizokin get Idis? Bipnei Agazlo Nimu Bipnei Achamsonin. This is the Brisa in Gittin, the Brisa of Rabbi Shimon. Why do they say that the Nizokin get Idis? Who's they? Bipnei Ma Omru. Who's that? Who is it that said that Nizokin gets Idis? So that's a strange lotion, isn't it? Bimnei ma omru. Bimnei ma omru hanizokin shomin loen beidis, bimnei agazlonim, bimnei achamsonim, kadei shoma yoyma odom lamoni goezu velamoni choymes, to inhibit theft. Because a person will say, what point is there in stealing? Lemocha bezdin yodin lenechosai venoitlin so de noeshili vesimchi amashi kosu batoiro meitav sadayo meitav kamo yishalim. So explains Rabbi Shimon. So the people will say, there's no point really in stealing, because afterwards Beis Din will come and they'll take my best property. So I'll lose more than I would have gained by the stealing, so it isn't worth my while. It discourages the dishonesty. It's mashbah from Rabbi Shimon, the same chin al mashi kosu batoira, that really it's from the Torah, they don't have to take the best. That doesn't have to be Idis. But the Chachomim would be entitled to take Idis. That seems to be what it means. And then he goes on. This is the part that concerns us. How are we doing? Coming. Oh, it's coming. Thank you. Mipnei ma omru bal chov beveinunis. Why do they say the bal chov gets beinunis? What should he get? He should get ziburis. Mipnei ma omru bal chov beveinunis. So he answers, the reason he gets Beinonis is so that he shouldn't have his eye on the fine property of a person and lend him money in order to get it. That's why he gets Beinonis. So what does that show? That the original question was not why doesn't he get Ziburis, the original question was why doesn't he get Idis. So the Raman arrived at proof from here that Rabbi Shimon holds his Cholek with Ule, and the Rabbi Shimon holds Midoraisa, he gets Idis. And where is that learned from, explains the Rama? Where is it learned from the Midrash Sikhi? It is. From the same pasuk that Ulos brings, and so on, should bring it out to you. What does he bring? He brings metaltalin. And what is metaltalin? We learned on the previous Omud that metaltalin is meta. Metaltalin is Idis already. Thanks. Thanks very much. Then the Gemara asks, Elo me'ato yehe beziburis? If that's the case, then let the Chachomim give him ziburis. Then you'll discourage money lending altogether if you only give him ziburis. So the Chachomim reduced it from Idis to Beinonis, but they would not go so far as reducing it to ziburis. That's how we learned it. That's how the Rama and the Ravid learn it. But the Pashtus Rashi doesn't learn it like that. Our Rashi, which doesn't, makes no mention of that possibility of being cholik and ulo, says Rashi, what does it mean if you're cholik with ulo? There's no question that midoraisa you get ziburis. And that Rashi seems to hold, our Rashi seems to hold that midakula alma, midoraisa you get ziburis. The only question is, do you hold of ulo's elevation to beinonis or don't you? So how would Rashi learn this Gemara? Yeah, Mipnei Ma'am, you'll have to say Mipnei Ma'amru, Balchev, Bebeinunis, and not all the way to Idis. If you're making a takon already, give him Idis. Why should you give him Idis? Because as the Ravid says, he's done a chesed. It's about chesed. Why penalize him? Give him the best that you can. Encourage lending. Answer the Gemara, no, but then you'll have Shema Aven of Ekpritz. In that case, give him Ziburis, then you'll be nailed there with Mipnei Love. And that we don't want to do. So we want to encourage lending, but not to the point of encouraging lending as a means of grabbing property. But then the flow of the Gemara is wrong. Yeah. But anyway, we see that there's already a machlokes Rashi and the Raman Ravid. Now there is a third interpretation of this Gemara. And that we see in the Rif, in Gittin. So if you look at the beginning of the Gemara in the Rif, Tanya. Omer Rabbi Shimon, also we've got this Rabbi Shimon, Mipnei mo omro toiro, hanizokin shomin loim beidis. That's better, isn't it? He's got a different gears to the Rif. Mipnei mo omro toiro, hanizokin shomin loim beidis. Why did the toiro say that a nizak gets idis? Not Mipnei mo omru, but Mipnei mo omra toiro, which is right, metav. That first part is better with the Rif's Girsa. But then we would expect the Rif to go on and say, at least for the second part. But then he doesn't. He carries on. The Girsa of the Rif is, so here there seems to be a third daya. The one is ulo that midoraisa is iburis and the chachomim u'mesakim beinanis. Then there's Rabbi Shimon according to the Rama and the Ravid that midoraisa is idis and the chachomim reduced it to beinanis. And here we have the girsas harif and the Rosh Geir with the same girsa, which seems to imply that midoraisa is beinanis. That's the reason, and that fits in well with the fact that the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon is Dorish Taima Dikro. So Rabbi Shimon is now giving us the reason why the Torah said you get Beinonis. Sorry? Oh, so the Shaila is, what's the source? Where does the Torah say Beinonis? That's what we've got to look at. Where does the Torah say Beinonis? And it's this piece of Gemara which both the Pnei Yeshua and the Ksos HaChrishon analyze. and we will look first at the Pnei Yeshua. It's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is Doshin Taima Dikro. He uses it in his halachic reasoning. No. The Torah says Beinonis, and Rabbi Shimon explains why. Why not Idis and why not Ziburis? Idis and Ziburis don't apply. No, he gives that both reasons. Shilotino delit in Elavin as well as part of Rabbi Shimon. Because right, it's not Beinoni, it's not Idis because of Ekpets, and it's not Ziburis because of Noyon Delis, yeah. On the surface it would appear. So the Pnei Yeshua now analyzes the text of the Gemara. This which the Gemara says, why did they say goes on the Takonos HaChachomim stated in the Mishnah on Daf Memches. Why were Chazal Mesaken Beinonis rather than Idis? So the Pnei Yeshua Bepashtus learns like the Raman, the Ravid, isn't it, sir? No. Like Rashi. You know, why didn't they elevate it all the way? Not why did they reduce it to Beinonis, but why didn't they elevate it all the way? That's the Pashtus of how the Pnei Yeshua learns. And even though Minatiro it's Biziburis, as Ula states further on, so again at this stage the Pnei Yeshua is not willing to entertain a machlokes on that. But Midor I said Ziburis. Mikol Mokum Kivan the Tiknu Mishum Neilas Delis, since they're worried about the discouraging of lending, Hoyoloim the Sakin be Idis, Mehai Time Gufer, they should have gone all the way to Idis for this very reason. If they're introducing a takona already, then they should introduce the takona all the way up to Idis. Mishum ne'ilas delis. V'chein nireh misatimas loshen Rashi v'tosfus. And that would appear to be the pashtus by the fact that Rashi and Tosfus don't comment. But that's the pshat. V'chein kosova Rashbo zal b'chidushov. And the Rashbo in Gittin writes that mefurish. That's the pshat in the Gemara. But according to this, the flow of the language of the Braisa is strange. The Loshon Susihu, and it's a broken up language. It should have started off introducing the concept of Nihilas Delis. Lafukim is Ziburis. It should have started off to say, why didn't we leave it at Ziburis? Because of Nihilas Delis. If it says in the Torah Ziburis, that should have been the first question. And then the Gemara should have said, good, if we don't leave it on the Doraisa because of Ne'ilas Delis, then let's up it all the way to Idis. And then the Gemara should answer, no, we're worried about Ekpets. That would have been the correct procedure. And since the Loshon of the Braisa is the other way around, says the Pnei Yeshua, from the Loshon of the Braisa, I am forced to the conclusion, the High Braisa Savro, that this Braisa holds, the Mina Toiro Beveinanis, the Les Leid Ule. He doesn't want to go as far as saying that Mina Toiro is Idis, but he wants to say Mina Toiro is Beinanis. And when it says Bipnei Mo Omru, that's not referring to the Chachomim, that's examining the time of Dikro, that's Rabbi Shimon Lishitose, trying to understand why the Torah said Beinonis. Because in any case in Bovekama we've shown that there is in fact a machlokes on Ula's din. And what's the pashtus of Ula's din is that Ula says midoraisa ziburis and they upped it to Beinonis. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's what's at issue in Bovekama. That midoraisa it's not, he wants to learn that midoraisa it's not Beziburis according to Rabbi Shimon, midoraisa it's Beinonis. Uchemoshe kusavnu sham bechidusheinu. I haven't learned the Pnei Yeshua yet. Has anybody learned the Pnei Yeshua on this? V'Rabbi Shimon the Dorish time of the crow, and it's Rabbi Shimon who goes the time of the crow. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn the Yukimto of Ravina in Bala Kamen. That is, with the Ula Kamifligi, they're arguing on Ula, and the one Brysa holds like Ula, the other like Rabbi Shimon. Which Brysa holds like Ula, and which Brysa holds like Rabbi Shimon, according to Pnei Yeshua? What does the first Brysa hold? That if there's only a Ziburis and a Beinonis, he gets Beinonis. Why? Because Midoraisa, that's what he's entitled to. He doesn't hold of Ula. What difference would it make? And the second Brysa doesn't hold Ula. The second Brysa holds of Ula. So why does he get Ziburis? Because when did the Chachomim up it? Only if that wasn't his best, because of Ekpitz, like the Raven says. But where the next one up is his best, the Chachomim didn't up it. The first Brysa is not the Chachomim, we can't play around with it. That's Beinonis, that's what he gets. The second Brysa is not like Ula. So he will then hold it. The first Brysa holds like Ula, and the second Brysa, first Brysa will not hold like Ula, and the second Brysa will hold like Ula. Is that like the Rif or like the Ramah? Was that the first Brysa holds not like Ula? Other way around, no? The first Brysa holds not like Ula? Is it the Ramah? Yes. Different story, but just. You thought we were finished with all the permutations last week already. Yeah, it's not like the Rif. The Rif says Bemfurish, Man Domer Bal Khivuksu Bas Isha Biziburis, that's the second Brysa, Les Lay the Ula. So the Rif says the first Brysa holds of Ula, the second Brysa doesn't hold of Ula. It's the Rama who says that the first Brysa holds of Ula and the first Brysa doesn't hold of Ula and the second Brysa does. And that's how the Pnei Yeshua would come out. And peculiarly enough, the Nemuki Yosef brings a Raya from the Loshon of the Rif. They take a bring that the Loshon of the Rif, which we just saw, not Mipnei Mo Omru, but Mipnei Mo Amro Teiro. So from the Loshon of the Rif, you see that he take a hold of the Midoraisa Beveinanis. Very strange, because then there's a stereo in the Rif, isn't there? Then it comes out that the Rif brings Rabbi Shimon Lahaloche, and it would come out there, and the way the Rif is mefarish the Gemara in Bava Kama can't be. If this is the way the Rif learns Gittin, then how can he learn Bava Kama the way the Pnei Yeshua says? And he says mefarish not like that. No, it's Machlokes Ula and Rabbi Shimon according to this. That's good for the Machlokes Ula and Rabbi Shimon.
Maybe the Rif is saying that he's not paskin like.
But irrespective of whom he paskins like, he's Mefarish the Gemara in Gittin. It's one of the few cases where he's actually Mefarish in Bava Kama.
But Midrash is don't. So if you say, yeah, he also holds Midrash.
He holds that Rabbi Shimon says Midrash is Beinonis and Ula says Midrash is Ziburis. Is that what the Rif holds? Forget about halacha. We're not paskening yet. But if that's what he holds, that Rabbi Shimon holds the Midoraisa, that's what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. That Midoraisa, Rabbi Shimon holds Ziburis, Beinonis is Balchoy Beinonis. And Ula holds Midoraisa, Balchoy Beziburis. In that case, you must say that the first Brysa in Bava Kama holds like Rabbi Shimon and the second Brysa like Ula. And that's exactly the opposite of what the Rif himself says. What do you want to say? That Ula holds that Balchiv, that Midoraisa Balchiv is Beveinonis also? Where are you looking in the. In Bava Kama? Yeah, Manda Omar. Balchoy v'nizokin b'veinonis islay d'ula. So he holds that the first brisa holds of ula. Right? And we said that's fakert. The first brisa doesn't hold of ula. If it's only midrabbonin that you up him, and what is the second? It's easy on the second brisa. So what does the second brisa hold? Less lay d'ula. And midoraisa he gets b'veinonis. Can we get a Pnei Yeshua on Baba Kama? We can get the best Medrash Pnei Yeshua on Baba Kama. Is that it? Let's see if the Pnei Yeshua deals with it. Do you follow what my difficulty is? My difficulty. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Machloik is Rabbi Shimon and the Pnei Yeshua says Aliba Derif, that the Machloikis Rabbi Shimon and Ulo is where the Midoraisa the Baal Chayv gets Ziburis or Beinonis, and is Mechadish that according to the Rif the Baal Chayv gets Beinonis according to Rabbi Shimon Midoraisa. That's the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua and the Rif, right? There's What does the Pnei Yeshua say? What is the Pnei Yeshua's Chiddush in the Rif? Yeah, I just want to see if he deals with it here. You'll see the answer to that later on in the Shir. You're right. At this stage, you're right. The Rif says that it says it'll be the right, that in the Lashon of the Rif. We shouldn't blame the Pnei Yeshua for it. We learned the Bepashtus, the Takona, How does the Ravid hold with those brises? How does the Ravid hold with the brises, like the Rif's way, or like the Ramah's way, that the first brisa is that the first brisa doesn't hold the Ula and the second one does. Is that right? See, he brings that. I'm afraid we need to do a further set of this too. Let me just thanks, Dan. I'm both if possible. But he doesn't refer to the Rif. The kasha is not on the Pnei Yeshua himself as per se. The kasha is on the Rif, on the way he learns the Rif. The way he learns the Rif in Gittin is opposite from the way the Rif says Mefurish in Baba Kama. So we would have to say then that like the Chiddush and Sheshem, we would have to say that the Rif learns Bava Kama like Rashi, not like the Pnei Yoshua. Which is also strange. We would then have to say that the Rif holds Bid'ula Kamiflegi, that the Machlokes is whether you leave it. Very strange to say. We would have to say the Machlokes is whether you leave it Beziburis, as the Torah says according to Ula's school, or whether you up it to Beinonis, but it doesn't come on to Rabbi Shimon at all. It would be very peculiar. Okay. Let's just go further in the Pnei Yoshua. V'chein mevuar b'Yerushalmi. And so it is in fact clear in the Yerushalmi. D'i keman d'sove b'alchoiv min atoiro b'veinonis. There is a man d'omer that holds a b'alchoiv min atoiro b'veinonis. There's such a makor in the Yerushalmi mefurush. V'yolif lo mihaikro gufe du'ule. And here, Dr. Schneller, we've got the makor. He learns it from the same posuk. So all of them are learned from the same posuk. Idis, Beinonis, and Ziburis. Dichtiv v'ho'ish asher atanoi shebo yitzi elecho ho'ovit v'dashinin v'ha'ish ze shliach beizdi. What does it mean v'ha'ish, the man that shliach beizdi? She'im atoi mesha malve yikonis l'mashkinoi. If the malve were allowed into the house, what would he take? Yikach ho'idis, he would take the best. V'im atoi mesha loi v'yitzi ho'ovit yitzi ziburis. And if you left it to the loive, he would no doubt bring the ziburis. But what does an independent person do? An independent authority goes in. Umotzi haynu beinonis. He would bring out beinonis. Ein sham b'Yerushalmi. That's how the Yerushalmi learns. So Ula learns from the fact that ha'ish asher ata noishevoi, he must bring it out. That goes on the loive, and he will bring out ziburis. The Rama learns in Rabbi Shimon that he brings out metaltalin, and all metaltalin are idis. And the Yerushalmi learns that it's not the loive who brings it out, it's an ish, it's the Beis Din. Why the Beis Din? Because if we left it to the malve, it would be idis. If we left it to the loive, it would be ziburis. So we send in an independent appraiser so that it will be beinonis. That's the makor. Kein nire renochen lufi loshen arifa arosh zal vekal lahavi. Vayin mashi kosat hasarti bezeh beloshen atoiz vizmi mishnasein levidim asko kusavas ishu. That's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn the Rif. As going Beshitas HaYerushalmi, that according to Rabbi Shimon, Midoraisa, the Baal Chayiv gets Beinonis. If that's the Machlokes between the Braises, then we have a problem with the Rif in Gittin, in Bava Kama, and it's a Pele on the Pnei Yeshua. I can't understand it at all. How come the Pnei Yeshua isn't aware of that? Has to have a different way of learning the brief in Bava Kama. That who the Rif doesn't. That seems to be what the Chiddush and Sheshem is saying, isn't it? What does the Chiddush and Sheshem say on the Rif? He says that the Rif goes like Rashi. Elo boso kro azu lechfirish Rashi ayin sham v'zui svaras harif. Rutzonim al lesle takanta du'ule. Doesn't mean lesle du'ule, but lesle takanta du'ule, and he leaves it at ziburis. That's how the Chiddush and Sheshem wants to say. But the Chiddush and Sheshem bepashtus would learn the Rif in Gittin, and not the way the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn it. So it's very difficult to say that the Rif learns in Bava Kama like Rashi. One has the takon of Ula and one doesn't have the takon of Ula. And the one who doesn't have the takon of Ula leaves it at Ziburis. Doesn't elevate it to Beinonis. That means the Rif would then hold their three shittas. There's Rabbi Shimon who holds Midoraisa at Beinonis. There is another shitta who holds, we don't know who it is, who holds it Midoraisa at Ziburis, and the Rabbonin didn't uplift it. And there's a third one that holds that Midoraisa at Ziburis, but the Rabbonin uplifted it to Beinonis. That's probably how we would have to say in the Rif, but it's strange to create a new day which doesn't exist anywhere. Now let's learn the Ktzoyis HaChoshev.
How did we do? Yeah, just about the whole line. Just about even half the bottom line. That's all you missed. That's really good. So the Pnei Yeshua, based on the language of the Braise, came to the conclusion that that Rabbi Shimon holds Midoraisa Bevenis. That's important to note, that the Yesod in the Pnei Yeshua was the Loshon of the Braise. It was the Diuk that Hillel mentioned at the beginning, that by the structure of the Braise, you must say that Rabbi Shimon holds that Midoraisa it's Beinonis, and he brings a smach from the Girs of the Rif. He doesn't start with the Rif. That wouldn't be enough. He's based on the structure of the Braise, and he brings a smach from the Loshon of the Rif. Says the Ktzos HaChoshen in Siman Kuf Beis, B'shol Shelovo B'choron, Ayin Perek Kamed Abo V'Kamed Avches, B'du'ula Kom Bifligi, D'Omer Dvar Toiro Bal Choyv B'Ziburis, Shenei Ma'al V'Hu Yish Asherat HaNoishe, Mal Islei D'Ula, Mal Islei D'Ula. Yeah, he doesn't say takanta du'ula, right? He brings the gifts of the Rif. Ufirish Rashi mar les le du'ula el asfir le de gam bidrabonen dinei beziburis, and that means, says Rashi, that bidrabonen they left it beziburis, that they don't accept the whole takona of the first Mishnah in Hanizokim. Va'ayin b'nemuke Yosef shemefarish b'shem harama de mayri shehoyolo idius u'mechoro. Umar isle du'ulu mishumach ikim adiminatoir dinei beziburis as linem boso shas gevir. Va'ato ha-beinonis b'mokom edius. Now the beinonis becomes an edis. Kivan she'ein lo edis v'goivim iziburis. Umar lesle elu sviru lek Rabbi Shimon de'oma perikan izokin devar teure b'edis. U'mipneimo omru b'beinonis. Why did the Chachamim reduce it to the level of beinonis? Elu kadesh lo yomer odom ekutz v'alvenu. Mishum hochi. Kivan de'bishas halvo hoiso beinonis. Since the time of halvo it was beinonis. Goivim imenu. That's what he takes. Apagav the Achshav Havi Idis, even though now it's an Idis, since at the time of the Gevir he couldn't have had his eye on it, because at the time of the Avo it was his Beinonis, or rather at the time of the Avo he was entitled to have his eye on it. So now that's the one that he gets. V'ayin Shem Shikosu B'Shem Ramah Deloy Kaimelan Ku'ule. And the Rebbe Yosef writes in the name of the Ramah that we don't paskin like Ule. That's how the Ramo said, we don't paskin like Ule. That we pass consider Rama like Rabbi Shimon. Miu Miloshon Aposkim Mashmat the Kaimelan Devar Toira Dina Beziburis. One looks at the Rambam and the other Poskim, Pashtus Midoraisa, we pass consider that Midoraisa, it's Beziburis. Vihinei Birushalmi Ikeman de Omar, Balchoyv Dina Minatoira, Bevenis. And he brings now the same Yerushalmi that the Pnei Yeshua brought. There's a Yerushalmi that holds Midoraisa, the Baal Chiv is Bevenilis. Yoli flow mikro du'ule dichtivo ish ashato noishe bo yitzi elecha ovet v'darshinon v'ish zeh shliach bezdin. What is the ish? That's shliach bezdin. Shim ha'to omer shah malvi yikonis lamashkono yikach idis. If the malvi would go in, he would take idis. V'im ha'to omer shah loive yitzi im ken yitzi ziburis. If we left it to the loive, he would bring out a ziburis. Aval ha'shliach nichnas umeitzi beinonis ayin shan. But it's a shliach who goes in, and he will surely bring out beinonis. So we see from that posuk that it's beinonis which he's entitled to, not idis or ziburis. Now, in typical Ktzos fashion, he's now going to analyze the machlokes Yerushalmi and Bavli. That's what he's reduced it to now. Whereas the Pnei Yeshua try to reconcile and say that the Yerushalmi is Rabbi Shimon, the Pnei Yeshua is the Ktzos HaChoshen sees a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, the Ramah wants to say that Rabbi Shimon holds it he gets Idis, and Ula holds Beziburis, and it's only the Yerushalmi that says Beinonis. V'nira lefarish b'maydi pligi shas dilani mima Yerushalmi, and it appears that we should explain that what does Al Gemara argue with the Yerushalmi on? The b'shas dilan mafik mehaikro ziburis, Al Gemara learns Ziburis from this pasuk Uvi Rishalmi Mafik Mahaikro Beinanis, and the Rishalmi learns from this pasuk Beinanis. The Besoyf Perek HaMekabel Daf Kuf Yud Gimu. He refers to a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Gimu. Omar Shmuel Shliach Beizdin Mintach Nituche In Aval Mashkenoi Loi. The Gemara says then in Daf Kuf Yud Gimu Lamed Aleph that a Shliach Beizdin is permitted to grab something out of the hand of the loive if he's walking in the street. He can pickpocket him, but he can't go into his house. But to go into his house, he can't. In other words, the prohibition is not on taking something, the prohibition is on going to the house. The Asiknon, the Gemara there concludes, Biflugta de Tanoi, that it's in fact a machlokes Tanoi. Shaliach based in Shabola Mashkunoi, Lo Yichnis Lebesoi, Le Mashkunoi, Elo Oimed Bechutz. The one view holds the Shliach Beis Din that goes to take a mashkin from the home of the loive may not enter the house, but stands outside v'haloive moitzilui mashkinui, and it is the loive who must bring out the mashkin. Shneemar b'chutz tamid v'ho'ish, as it says, he must stand outside, and the man, the loive, must bring out the mashkin. That's the pashtus of the posuk. The Tanya Idich and another Tana holds b'alchoiv shebo l'mashkin lo yikonis l'beisui l'mashkinui. If the Baal Chayiv himself, if the Malveh comes, he's not allowed to go into the house to take a mashkin. He must stand outside. But this Tana holds that the Shliach Beis Din may go inside the house. So they have two ways of learning the Psukim. The Tzamachloik is Tanoim in Bava Metzia. One says the restriction of going into the house is only on the Malveh, but the Shliach Beis Din may go into the house. And the other says the restriction on going into the house is even on the Shliach Beis Din. He holds he's allowed to go. He must be holding that he's allowed to go into the house. It's from that that he makes that the Yerushalmi makes the whole limud. So, v'im kein b'Yerushalmi the yolif mehaikro beinanis, the Yerushalmi which learns from this pasuk beinanis, sova devo'ish kaloive. V'roshai loitzi mibeisu, that the Shliach Beis Din has the din of the loive, and he can go into the house. V'umafik beinanis, but what will he bring out? He'll bring out beinanis, he won't bring out ziburis. The Ulo the Matik Ziburis, and Ulo says that he'll bring out Ziburis Mehai Kro from this, that learns out that he'll bring Ziburis from this Kro. Svirale de Shliach Beis Din Nami Minatek Nituche Ina Val Ina Rosh Alikanis Lebeisu Vahish Kamal Vidami. He must learn now that the Shliach Beis Din can grab something in the marketplace, but he may not go into the house because the Shliach Beis Din has the din of the Malve. In other words, the question really is, who is the Shliach Beis Din acting on whose behalf? Is the Shliach Beis Din the representative of the Malve, in which case he can't go into the house? Or is the Shliach Beis Din the representative of the Loive, in which case he can go into the house? If he's the representative of the Malve, he'll go into the house, but he won't grab quite what the Malve will do, because he's got to be impartial as well. If he's the Shliach of the Loive, he will go into the house, but he won't give Ziburis, because he's got to be impartial as well. But primarily, does he go there in his capacity as the Shliach of the Malve, or as the Loive? And Ula must hold, he goes in as the Shliach of the... that he doesn't get, that he's the shliach of the Malveh and therefore cannot go in. Otherwise, where would we come to Ziburis from? The Gamhu Muzar, and he's warned, he's not allowed to go in. So who brings out the mashkin? The Loive is the only one who can bring out the mashkin. For who moitzi Ziburis, and he'll bring out Ziburis. So the Ktzos HaChoshen ingeniously ties the machlokes Ulo and Yerushalmi to the machlokes Tanoim in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Gimel as to who the Malve is, who the Shliach Beis Din is. Is he acting on behalf of the Malve, in which case he may not go into the house? In which case, who brings out the mashkin? The Loive. In which case, what comes out? Ziburis. Or is he acting on behalf of the Loive, in which case he may go into the house, and what comes out? Beinanis. Ula holds that he's acting on behalf of the Malve, and the Yerushalmi holds he's acting on behalf of the Loive. Vim Kain. So how do we pass in Bava Metzia? Do you know how we pass him? Can the Shliach Beis Din go into the house or not? So the Ktzos HaChoshen Vim Kain Kiven the Kaimel and Kishmuel. We pass him like Shmuel, the Shliach Beis Din Nami Ene Rosh Alikanes Lebeisu Shaloi Ve. The Shliach Beis Din is not allowed to go into the house. So what are we passing like who? Like Ula? V'chein posuk harif, and the Rif himself paskins that way. V'harambam perigimu mimalvi. U'v'tur v'shulchan aruch simen sadi zayin. Everybody paskins like Shmuel. There's no question that we paskin like Shmuel. That the shliach beis is not allowed to go into the house. V'in chelik, there's nobody who's chelik. Im kein tu loy matzinu l'melef mehai krol beinanis. Then we can't learn from this posuk beinanis anymore. Chumashik usaf l'vzeh borur. That's the machlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli. We in the Bavli, where we paskin like Shmuel, there's no way we can learn that the malveh is being the shliach beis din is being allowed to go into the house. So we cannot learn that the beinanis is midoraisa. Oh, he'll come onto the gizah of the rest. So how is there any way we could understand Rabbi Shimon then as holding that midoraisa is beinanis? Could we reconcile Rabbi Shimon with the Yerushalmi? We could say we paskin like Ula. That Ula goes b'shita Shmuel, and Rabbi Shimon goes b'shitas the Yerushalmi, and we paskin like Ula. It would be difficult if, like the Ramah says, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Of course, that creates difficulty. But if, according to most poskim, we paskin like Ula, what would be so difficult in saying that's Rabbi Shimon shita? But the Tzitzachoshim seems to say it's a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi that nobody in the Bavli learns that way. Elo Shiro Isi, now he's ready to tackle the Pnei Yeshua. Elo Shiro Isi b'chidushi Pnei Yeshua. Shekosu b'fere kanizokim. Lafaresh loshon harif v'harosh she'etiku habrais d'Rabbi Shimon b'pneimo amra toiro b'alcho b'veinanis. In trying to explain the loshon of the Rif and the Rosh, of what does it mean b'pneimo amra toiro b'alcho b'veinanis, v'loshon amra toiro mashpadim in ha-toiro, v'Rabbi Shimon taima dikro dorish, and Rabbi Shimon is merely giving the reasons for the psukim, Uchman de Omar Birushalmi Dinei Beveinanis, and that Rabbi Shimon holds like the Yerushalmi Dinei Beveinanis. Uvezeh Tomo ala Beis Yosef, and on that he asks on the Beis Yosef, obviously not in this piece of the Pnei Yeshua, but probably in one of the others to which he referred, where the Beis Yosef, the cause of Darif Sovek Ula, where the Beis Yosef says the Rif holds like Ula. Which Lichlera is right, isn't it? Why do we say the Rif holds like Ula? From both the Kamets Mashma that the Rif holds like Ula. And that's what the Beis Yosef says. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Ula. And the Pnei Yeshua apparently asks on that, where do you see that the Rif holds like Ula? We'll have to try and find that Pnei Yeshua. Memele leke lemelef mikro rak ziburis. Sorry, umidvarenu yisboer delese. And from our words it comes clear that that is not so. The kivan the ainu kaimel and kishmuel, since we paskin like Shmuel, memele leke lemelef mikro rak ziburis, we can only learn from the posuk ziburis, ukamoishu kusavnu. So the Rif must paskin. That min ha-toyra b'ziburis. So he's not attacking the Pnei Yeshua's perush of Rabbi Shimon. Good, Rabbi Shimon could go like the Yerushalmi. But the Beis Yosef is quite right, of course, in saying that the Rif paskins like Ula. He can't possibly paskin like Rabbi Shimon if Rabbi Shimon's going like the Yerushalmi, because it's a machlik, it's badly in Yerushalmi, and we paskin like Shmuel. That's how the Ktzesa Chesin learned it. But let's try and find where the Pnei Yeshua asks on the Beis Yosef. So he refers as Ayn Mashik Sadi Bzeh Beloshon Atos Vis Bemishon Oseinu V'Dibur Amaske Uksu Vis Isha. That bottom line of Ksus Achushim.
Thank you.
Mishnah Tosfos, but Mishnah Seinu. I don't know where the Ktzos HaChoshen finds that in the Pnei Yeshua that he asks on the Beis Yosef. Where he brings that Beis Yosef. The Ktzos HaChoshen is prepared to accept the 3 days, the one that Midoraisa it's Beziburis, the other that's Ulo, the other that Midoraisa it's Idis, that's Rabbi Shimon Alibe de Rama, and the third the Yerushalmi, that Midoraisa it's Beinonis. But lahalocha, we certainly can't be going like the Yerushalmi, which means that according to the Pnei Yeshua's Perush, we can't be going like Rabbi Shimon. Says the Ktzos HaChoshen, Umashe kosvu beloshen mipneimo amra toiro en zeraya. Hi, you'll ask on the Loshon of the Rif. The Rif brings the Girsa of Bipneimo Amra Toiro in Zeraya. Davi Minat Toiro. The Ashkechan Tuvo Beshast the Nokat Loshon Toiro al Divrei Chachomim. Many times the Gemara uses the Loshon of Toiro on words of the Chachomim. Uchemoshi Kosu Besefra Mitzvahs La Rambam Shoirish Aleph. And that's the whole of the first Shoirish of the Rambam Sefra Mitzvahs, where he works out that what exactly a Drabonan is and a Doraisa is, and that even many halachas which are referred to as Min HaTorah are in fact Drabonans. Ayin Shan. V'imkei nefshe de gam Rabbi Shimon soyvei kedu'ule. And if that's the case, it's possible that even Rabbi Shimon holds like Ule. De Min HaTorah beziburis. Ele dechachomim tiknu v'al ze oma mipnei mo'am ratorah. So the Ktzos HaChoshen wants to learn there's no machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Ulam. That they both hold Midoraisa Tzbeziburis. Why create a machlokes? And they both hold Midrabonin as Beinuris, and Rabbi Shimon merely explains why it's not Idis. V'chein kosov ha-Rashbo b'chidushav p'ferik ha-Nizokin. Zeh l'shoinah. And here he quotes the Rashbo. מפני מו אמרו בעל חויב בבינוניס כלומר כיוון שתקנו משום נעילס דלס. What is Rabbi Shimon asking? Since the Chachomim were mesakin because of Neilas Delis, mipnei mo lo itiknu shei af idius k'nizokin. Why didn't they go all the way up to idius like nizokin? That's what Rabbi Shimon is discussing. So according to the Rashbo, certainly there is no machlokes between the between Rabbi Shimon and Ulo. Why does the Ktzos HaChoshen want to do that? Why doesn't he accept the Pnei Yeshua's Pshat on the Machlokes? La Halacha he will disagree, but why doesn't he want to accept the Pnei Yeshua's Pshat on the Machlokes? When he says on the second line of that second paragraph, Umidvoreinu Yizboya Delese, what is the Ktzos HaChoshen saying? From our words it's clear that that's not so. What's not so? That Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi, or that we paskin, or that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. You see, I think the essence of the Tzitzis HaChoshen is on the first column, about a third of the way down, when he brought the Rama. It says Va'ayin Sham Shikosov B'Shem HaRama, where the Nemuki Yosef writes in the name of the Rama Deloy Kaimelan Ku'ula, that we don't hold of Ule. And then he goes on to say, Miu miloshon aposkim mashmalan de kaimelan dva teure dina beziburis. But it's mashma from the poskim that we do hold that a bal chayv gets ziburis midoraisa. And what the Tzitzis HaChoshen is trying to do is reconcile those two things. We can paskin like Rabbi Shimon and yet hold that midoraisa is beziburis. That's what the Tzitzis HaChoshen wants to achieve. To go along with the Nemuki Yosef in saying we don't paskin like Ule, and yet to be able to hold it midoraisa he gets ziburis. And it's interesting that the Ein Mishpat, if I remember correctly, doesn't bring a Rambam or Shulchan Aruch on that Ule, does he? He does. The Omar Ulu Dvar Torah Bal Chuv Beziburis. He does. He does. The Omar Ulu Dvar Torah Bal Chuv Beziburis. He doesn't bring Shulchan Aruch. He brings Rambam, but he doesn't bring Shulchan Aruch. What is the doesn't the Shulchan Aruch with the Shulchan Aruch in the first Siman? Sorry, you got a Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't he actually say that? Thanks. Why doesn't he bring Shulchan Aruch? Bo amal v'ligvus kaka magbin loy min abeinu nishib nitzra aleve de b'shuloy hen shomim. Takes beinu and if he's only got ilo idis beinu nis v'zibudis. From Sif Dalid, isn't it clear in the Shulchan Aruch that he holds also that midoraisa he gets ziburis? Because he says if he didn't have an idis and now all he's got is a benonis and a ziburis, yitin lo ziburis. But we said the Shulchan Aruch goes like the first Ukimta. That means he doesn't hold Bid'ula Kamiflegi. He doesn't hold Bid'ula Kamiflegi. Maybe that's why the Mishpat doesn't bring the Shulchan Aruch. Thanks. Be that as it may, what the Tzitzis HaChoshen is trying to do is to come out like the Nemuki Yosef, that we don't paskin like Ula, and yet, not to have difficulty with the fact that the poskim seem to hold that midoraisa dina beziburis. And the way he does it is he makes the machlokes Yerushalmi and
Bavli, and he holds that Lekula Alme in the Bavli Midoraisa Biziburis, both Rabbi Shimon and Ula. And we can paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and that's no difficulty, that's no problem. And therefore he wants to come out at the end that this which the Pnei Yeshua says, that Rabbi Shimon holds like the Yerushalmi, that's not so. Umidvoreinu, on the second line of the second paragraph, on the second column, Umidvoreinu yisboya de lese. The kivan, the anan kaimel and kishmuel, since we establish like Shmuel, memele leke lemelef mikro rak ziburis, by holding like Shmuel, we hold that the only thing you can learn from the posuk is ziburis, uchomoshiku sablu. And the Rif who paskins like Shmuel must also hold that way. There's no way that the Rif can hold like Rabbi Shimon. If you want to say that Rabbi Shimon holds like the Yerushalmi, then the Rif can't hold like Rabbi Shimon. So why does he bring Rabbi Shimon in Gittin? He should delete that whole thing. I think that's our difficulty. The fact that the Rif brings Rabbi Shimon means that he holds of Rabbi Shimon lahaloche. The Pnei Yeshua says that Rabbi Shimon holds like the Yerushalmi. The Tzitz HaChoshen says, but lahaloche you can't hold like the Yerushalmi because we paskin like Shmuel in Bava Metziah. So you've got to say that Rabbi Shimon is not cholek with Ula. In the Rif, you've got to say that Rabbi Shimon is not cholek with Ula. And the Pnei Yeshua says, no, the Pnei Yeshua says, Rabbi Shimon, the Rif holds that it's Midoraisa Beveinanis. But that's what Rabbi Shimon says, and he brings it to Halacha. That means the Rif holds like Rabbi Shimon against Ula. How will that fit in with the Rif in Bava Kamel Halacha? What does the Rif hold in Bava Kamel Halacha? Can we accept that in Bava Kamel? The Rif doesn't paskin in Bava Kamel. Very strange, isn't it? He just brings both prices. He brings the fourth of Kimti, he goes like Ravina, but it's not clear from there whether he holds like Ula or not. He brings both prices and he brings the Ukimto of Ravina. So from Bava Kamel, it's not clear how he paskins. The Tzitz HaChoshen points out that most paskin like Ula, which would appear to be, according to the Pnei Yeshua, would be a steerer to Gittin, where he brings Rabbi Shimon. Answers the Pnei Yeshua, no, Rabbi Shimon holds clearly, the Rif holds clearly that Rabbi Shimon is not going like the Yerushalmi, and that there's no machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Ula at all. So let's summarize it. We have here in the Shittas, in Ravina, who says, B'du'ula kamiflegi, we had until this morning three Shittas. We had Rashi, who said, B'du'ula kamiflegi means, do they or don't they accept the elevation of the Baal Chayiv from Ziburis to Beinonis? Midorai said Ziburis, Ula says it goes up to Beinonis. Is that accepted or isn't it? That's the machlokes, the two brises. The first brise holds that it is elevated. The second brise holds that it isn't elevated. That's Rashi. Is Tosfos any different to that? No, that's Tosfos as well. And that's the pashtus of the Rif, the way the Chiddush and Shem learns it. Then we add the Shita of the Rama. That's not depends whether we hold like Ula or like Rabbi Shimon. The Ramah holds that the Machlok is Rabbi Shimon and Ula. And the one man, the Omer, holds that we elevate him from Ziburis to Beinonis, and the other man Domer holds that we demote him from Idis to Beinonis. In other words, La'alocha both agree that he gets Beinonis. That's a Mefurushim Mishnah Anizokin. The question is, where does he come from? Does he come down from Idis or did he come up from Beinonis? And then we'll have to turn it around and we'll have to say the first Brisa doesn't hold a Vule, is that right? And the second Brisa does hold a Vule. That's the Rama. The Ravid is much the same. What's the difference between the Ravid and the Rama? And the Rama? The difference is that he didn't have Idis before, and therefore he can twist the Brises around again. He can come out with the riff that the first Brisa holds like Ula. The first Brisa holds like Ula. That's the same way as the Rama. The first Brisa holds. So the only difference is whether or not they had Idis or Mechora. But the same thing, the first Brisa holds that he's demoted from. The first Brisa holds that he's upgraded from Ziburis. And the second Brisa that is demoted from Idis. And he paskins like Ula. How does he go through that the first Brisa must be saying, must be going like Ula and the second one not like Ula? First Brisa that says Baal Chayiv gets Ziburis. Why? Because the first Brisa says not like Ula. Why? Because Midoraisa, that's what he gets. He gets his Beinonis. The second Brisa says, no, Ula upped him, but where did Ula up him? Only when it's not the best. But when it's the best, that Takona didn't apply. Those were the three shittas we had until now. The spanner in the works is the Girsas Harif in Gittin, which seems to say, which is Mipneimo, Amra Toiro Baal Choy Beinonis. And the Pnei Yeshua says, that's very good in the Lashon of the Brisa, that's the best of all, because the from the pashtus of the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon is Dorish Taima Dikro, is saying, Mipneimo Amra Toiro Baal Choy Beinonis. The reason that it's Beinonis is because of Ekpoitz. That's why the Torah put it Beinonis and not Idis. And that will come out, that will mean then that Rabbi Shimon is Chelek on Ula, but not the way the Rama and the Ravid learned. That Rabbi Shimon holds that it's about Midoraisa Beinonis, and in other words, there's no Takone. So this, which Rashi said that there is a Mandoma, that there's no Takone, is right. There is such a Mandoma. But Lamaisa, there's no Nafkimina, because Lamaisa, all they're saying is Midoraisa, he gets Beinonis, there's no need for a Takone. Whereas the other Mandoma says, no, Midoraisa, Ziburis, and it was upgraded to Beinonis, and that's Ula. And that, he says, is in fact, is the Shita in the Yerushalmi, says the Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua learns that the Rabbi Shimon goes like the Shita Sayurushalmi, all of them learning from the same posuk of Vaisha Shata and Vaishavai, and that he holds like the Yerushalmi, that Midoraisa Beinonis. That's the Pnei Yeshua. We asked on that, that if the Rif holds that is the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Ulo, and assuming then that the Pnei Yeshua will learn the Rif in Bava Kama, not like the Chiddushei Anshei Shem, but that he will learn it Keshitosoi, that when it says Bidu Ula Kamifligi, the Pshat is, do they hold like Ulo, like Rabbi Shimon, then the Rif would be forced to learn the Machlokes the way the Ramah does, that the first Brisa holds, unlike Ula, holds like Rabbi Shimon, and the second Brisa holds like Ula, whereas the Rif says Fakeret. That was our kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. But the Tzoy Sachoshin asks differently, and he says the Machlokes Yerushalmi and Bavli revolves around the Machlokes in Bava Metzia. Is the Shliach Beis Din allowed to go into the house or isn't he? If the Shliach Beis Din is allowed to go into the house, you are legitimately able to learn Beinonis as the rightful claim of the Baal Chayiv. If the Shliach Beis Din is not permitted to go into the house, then you can only learn Ziburis is likely to be brought out, because then it's the Loive who brings it out. And we paskin like Shmuel that the Baal Chayiv is not allowed, that the Shliach Beis Din is not allowed to go into the house. So who brings out the Mashkin? The Baal Chayiv brings out the Mashkin. That the Loive brings out the Mashkin. If the Loive brings out the Mashkin, he will surely bring out Ziburis. So the Yerushalmi clearly holds that Midoraisa b'Ziburis. And the Rif who paskins like Rabbi Shimon in Gittin cannot be paskining like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. So according to the Rif, we must say there is no Machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Shimon and Ule. But both of them hold that Midoraisa b'Ziburis and the Chachomim were Mesakin to Beinonis. What then is the Pshat in Bava Kama of Bid'ula Kambifligi? It must be like Rashi is, in fact, the Chiddush and Shashem learns. That's how the Ksus HaChoshen takes it. If you want to have this clear in your mind, there's only one way to do it, and that's to write it out. Either in Hebrew or in English, whichever you prefer, but actually to write it out as a little essay, as a summary, going through the shittas, what it says. It'll take you 5 or 6 pages. It shouldn't be much more than that. And in the process of writing it out, you'll get it absolutely crystal clear. Sorry? To tabulate, if you tabulated it that way. You'll think about what? Just to work out the... Jeff was saying last night, we need a spreadsheet for this, that as you put in a new function, it all the things change automatically.